The rumblings of revolution. Revolution. The vibrations of vocal cords. The tingling in our pants.
What?
You know how we do it, coming at you from I-75 and I-94. Downtown Detroit, Michigan. It's the Olin Ezra Show. To my right, I'm looking at my homie Olin Ezra.
Yo-ho!
Straight across from me, I'm looking at my boy, the big baby, P.
What up, y'all?
And to my left, Miss Sarah Force.
What the hell am I here for?
Yeah, what's up, Detroit and the internet?
I like your new little intro. You got to be thinking that every time you show up here. What the hell am I doing here?
What the hell am I doing bringing you guys food and being nice?
We just needed any female to step in and do this.
Wow, well, thanks.
A female ape.
I mean, I think the only qualification for the job was tits and vagina.
I really hope I'm not here.
Did you
for
read that?
That?
Was that on the
no, absolutely?
Was that on the application?
You know, I never saw an application.
What? Did you take the drug test? Because we have a drug screening and a physical and all that.
So you'd be, you know, requiring me to test positive for things.
I'm
for
not
the drug
gonna
test
lie. Then. I had to have somebody piss for me. I use fake urine.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Fake urine.
Look, I just want to make sure the people on the show are, you know, doing their part to help. What's a good word here? Like, better society, almost.
Like a better made kind of society.
Like better made. And speaking of better made...
Better made snack foods. Better made was founded in Detroit as Cross and Peters Company, Incorporated, on August 1st, 1930. In 1934, there were over 24 potato chip companies in Detroit. 24! Today, only Better Made remains. We are proud to have survived and prospered through this years as a union plant, drawing many of our employees from the surrounding urban areas.
You are so rude, Olin. How could you open the bag and hand us each a chip?
I got a chip in front of me, and it's on the table as dirty as that.
Oh, my God.
He put the chip on the computer.
Well,
I was
trying.
All right, well, let's do this.
The sniff test?
Yeah, absolutely. It smells good.
I'll tell you what, man.
Are those Better Made special?
Oh.
Mm. They're very
good. Let me think
good.
About that. You know what? There's most chips are only good made. These are better.
Oh, absolutely better.
Shouts out to Better Made.
Speaking of more shit to plug, I got some stickers up on the forums. You've seen the stickers?
I've seen the stickers.
You've seen the stickers.
To vote? Is this a voting thing?
This is a voting.
Okay. I voted.
We're voting on the number one sticker. What did you vote for?
The last one?
I'm partial to number five, which is like...
I haven't voted yet. I'll get to it.
How dare you not vote on the sticker?
I saw them. I did see them. Maybe we should tell them what we just came from doing here.
That's the Magnano video shoot. We're going to try to win the contest on the riff.
You're looking at...
Well, Steve is, excuse me. How dare
W-R-I-O, dude, magnanimous is an operation. I don't, you know...
It's a well-oiled machine.
I have no ego unless I have friends to do things with. So it's like WRF is hosting this event, and you're looking at this being like the next April in the D song. Like for last year, they had the... April in the D, April in the D. Which,
not, it's so cold in the D.
Yeah, very creative. I hope that T-Baby doesn't enter It's So Cold in the D in this, because I'm not going to make the cut.
I don't foresee that happening.
I don't see T-Baby being on the riff. Right. I mean, you got like the guitar solo going on. If you want to hear the song.
Detroit Passion.
Yeah, Detroit Passion. You can get that on Snag It Off of Magnanimous's MySpace.
Yeah, that's up there.
MySpace.com/
So we did this. We did this whole video shoot today, and Small Mind Productions represented once more.
Yeah, absolutely.
So right
some
now,
HD
dude,
cameras.
Hey, man, peeps, listening, and all of our friends out there, look, we got a real good, finely knit unit here. We're talking the Olin Ezra Show, Magnanimous, B-Dab coming out with a new album in spring, and
B-Dab.
Hey, man, Small Minds over there. This is a crew of production artists.
Really good people. Yeah, good man. Good peoples.
Throwing a cat like Dylan.
Yeah, that's
look
right.
Out.
Tap Water Productions. It's too bad. Pat was unable to make it because of the snowstorm today.
Big Baby P couldn't make it.
I think.
Yeah, Big Baby is right.
I think the P stands for pussy.
Ooh.
P? He's not even here to defend
P,
himself.
I'm not having it, baby. P, I'm on your side, dude.
But it's okay. It's okay, Pat. I mean, we still love you, but I mean, yeah, go ahead, Dylan.
Oh,
we're on the same page.
Oh, as you're flipping him off.
Well, whatever.
No, he didn't. I just, because you can't. It's theater of the mind.
We love you, Pat.
You asshole. The roads weren't bad at all. You just wanted to sleep in and get laid. At least you got
laid,
buddy.
Yeah, right.
Maybe he's like, pow.
Pat's MySpace pictures are up, so check it out at myspace.com/TheOlinEzraShow. And you can check out what happened to Big Baby P at the New Year's party.
Oh, my God.
What do you think about driving around in Detroit snow, Dylan?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I made it here today. We're doing like a whole rigid thing. I mean, coming up after the show, we're gonna shoot scenarios.
And then right after this, we go back over to film with Small Mind Production. So all you people out there sitting on your ass, or you think you got a dream and you just keep on dreaming it, you got to do something to live
it. Just do it, man. We have a blast over here in this cold, frigid, non-heated building 3/4 of the time, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love this building.
Oh, this building is epic. All right, speaking a little bit darker, you guys heard of Oscar Grant.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. What a mess.
Oakland, California. Let's set the scenario here. What are you looking at? Like a New Year's celebration? So it was like, what, 2-3 in the morning, New Year's night, cops get called to like their one of their cars of their transit system. Cops show up. I mean, you know, it's a couple of skinheads. Most cops tend to look like that. They like to look tough. Well, the one guy that was looking tough enough to start grabbing kids and pinning them down tells this Oscar Grant, was he 22 years old?
Yeah, I believe. I'm not sure.
Get down, which he does. Put your arms behind your head, which he does. And he's even heard on amateur vid as saying, look, man, yeah, I got a baby. I can't die tonight. And then you're giving it like maybe 2 minutes after he says that. You just hear like a
pop.
Bam. Guess what? My man gets shot fucking square in the back of the neck.
Just YouTube Oscar Grant. You'll be able to check it out.
Oscar Grant.
Please don't watch the corporate media coverage of it because it is. They don't know what they're talking about. They have all these experts. These experts don't know anything.
And they're trying to quell, you know, like the rioting that's broken out over this. And it's like, look, did you hear about like what happened in New York? Like the Sean Bell thing? That's that dude that was at his bachelor party. He got killed that night, like excessive use of force. So the issue is, I think these cops, Homeland Security's granting so many extraordinary powers to whether it be cops, Border Patrol, they just feel like they can sometimes get out of control. That, you know, they're, that alpha male syndrome kicks in and they start. So this dude, this cop says he thought he was grabbing his taser weapon.
Right? How does that like even?
I don't know, dude.
It's like I'm so mad, but I have nothing to say because it's how do you like? Look, I've shot a gun.
Why did you
I've
need
held
a weapon
a taser.
Anyway? If he's compliant, he's compliant. He's already in handcuffs.
He was handcuffed.
There's really nothing that this cop can say to get himself out of trouble, or at least there should.
I'm just saying,
be.
Thank God it didn't happen in Detroit. That's a positive.
Boy. Well, Oakland. Oakland is tighter, dude. They're not putting up with that out there either. And there's been your mainstream media is not reporting on the bulk of the rioting and the protesting that's gone on. They trim it down to just, you know.
They don't want anyone to know what's actually
happening.
And
it's like, look, this happened.
That's part of the thing is to make you confused.
Yeah, it's like, this happened. We're dealing with it. Everyone stay calm, you know, but it's like, I mean, how many times does that have to happen? I can say historically in the last 10 years, these cops are out of fucking control.
And Malice think about green. How many times Malice. Something may have happened that we never even heard about.
It's been squashed before it even hits mainstream or AP,
exactly.
Sure.
I mean, there's a lot of things you can do when the police stop you. I mean, the one thing you can do, I mean, you might spend the night in jail, just don't say anything. Night in jail is better than getting shot. Cooperate. But
well,
don't
especially
say anything.
Some of these cops are so jacked up on their own, you know,
the power,
fucking like what's coursing through their veins of being a cop. That what gets away with them is they think that they hear something that they don't want to hear. Maybe that dude was in the midst of his, you know, look, man, I need to get shot. Ow, ow, ow! You got my arm, but it's like, you know, and it just escalates in their mind. You say a couple things they don't want to hear. Guess what? He's reaching for a weapon, and there is, for people who don't understand, there is a distinct difference in weight, in grip, in the feel of using a taser weapon to, like, your firearm. You're talking about trained professionals,
there's a complete
right?
difference.
Professionals.
Trained professionals, my ass.
Have you ever held a taser, Olin?
I've held a gun. I've seen a taser.
I've held both. I can tell you.
A taser's like, it's like you have to like grip the thing in your hand.
It is like pistol grip. This one, he is the pistol grip taser, but it's thicker. And as a trained officer, come on, you're in that position to be able to discern your fucking Glock 9mm from a taser.
I wish they had never given these goddamn cops tasers in the first place, because now they're over tasering people too.
You know, man.
It's like, oh, just get the taser, and then you have to sit there and watch somebody flop around going, blah, 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 blah.
I will say,
depressing.
The vid, again, if you YouTube it or Google Oscar Grant, you'll see when the shot happens, the other cops right around them, they all kind of look stunned for a second. They're like, what? You just shot that motherfucker?
Yeah, the one lady's like, get back on the bus. They're shooting people.
And the woman videotaping?
Yeah, that's on YouTube. That's the one I saw on YouTube.
You just hear like that crack, crack. And they're all like, oh, shit, they're shooting. And when people start getting back on.
Unbelievable.
Police State 2009.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, way to start off the new year. Good going, Oakland Police. You people are
not even 2 weeks into January, right?
The Olin Ezra Show ass hats.
Of the week.
Plural, you asshats. Can't run around shooting people. It's ridiculous.
Oakland PD.
Do you have anything to say on Oscar Grant, Sarah? You're pretty quiet over there.
It's very depressing. Pass the chips.
You want some? Here. See, look. How dare you, Oakland Police? Now Sarah Forrest is bowing down chips.
Better Made Sweet Barbecue.
But you know what? No matter how bad the situation, all you have to do is reach for a bag of Better Made, and it'll make it better.
Sarah Forrest approved.
Absolutely.
Air Force approved chips.
So,
here, have some chips.
Dylan's just walked into the studio. What are you doing?
Dylan,
you're supposed to be running
Dylan.
The show.
You are not supposed to be running in here.
Wow, I thought we were about to just be picked
up. I thought we were getting run.
They're like, there they are.
That door opened. I was like, oh shit, the cops heard. Border Patrol's here.
All right, here are the ingredients of the Better Made Special Original Potato Chips.
What do you got?
Potatoes. Vegetable oil, salt.
That's amazing.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, my God. That's why they taste so good.
Well, what about the sweet barbecue?
I'm sure they got some more crap in there. But I'm talking about the
original.
And
vitamin C.
Huh. It's got silicone dioxide.
What the hell is that?
Tricalcium phosphate and silicone dioxide.
What?
It's an anti-caking agent. Who don't know that?
What?
Who don't know that?
We're repping the Better Made.
Oh, yay.
So bring you come it. To one of our shows, you're bound to get showered in chips.
Salt and vinegar.
So don't have any cuts or paper wounds on your hand. Paper cuts or wounds.
It's going to be a salty, messy situation.
You will get assaulted.
Oh!
That's horrible.
All right.
Don't they put vinegar in douche?
I don't know. Yeah. Do they? You're the chick.
No, they do.
Yeah, but douching is so bad for you.
What is the science behind douching being bad for you?
Something about the pH levels. Like, you're supposed to have a certain kind of pH in your vagina that's, good for you.
Oh, so it throws off your natural.
Yeah, it could.
Right.
It might not be
like,
bad for all, but definitely bad for some.
Like antibiotics do to your system in general. They fuck up the bad. Like, there's good and bad bacteria.
Right.
Your antibiotics wipe out all. So.
Which is precisely why. You are supposed to, as a female, eat yogurt when you're on antibiotics so you can,
balance.
Avoid what we talked about
last week. So you don't get a spore colony.
Schmegma. If I ever get a yeast infection, I'll be sure to tell you
about it. Yeah, please
let us
know.
No, please do not. Keep me out of that loop.
We could just be like putting it on like spoons and like flicking it. You know
what
I'm saying?
Keep me out of that. No smegma fight for me.
What the hell is this? Cottage.
Smegma fights. No.
Probably
going on down the hall.
I'm on my rag, though, and it's not like it's an excuse to be a bitch.
It is an excuse, though. It's like, just to let you know, don't fuck with me. Is what you're saying, right?
Don't you have that song? Reason she's a bitch.
Maybe she had a bad childhood. It took every drug she could, and it didn't make her feel good.
They should give the inmates in Florida some Better Made potato chips.
Why is that?
Because a woman sued the prison system in Mariana, Florida, because these inmates were taking apart HP and Dell computers and disassembling them for the companies and sending them back as part of a prison work program. Now, before I tell you what happened to the inmates, the prison system, guess how much money that this prison system was able to amass?
Way too much.
Well, it was a lot.
$250,000.
No. Dylan, you got a guess? All right, Dylan's busy with the Better Made.
He guesses zero, as in 0 grams of trans fat in Better Made. No.
All right, with every institution, every institution that was on this work program in the state of Florida, $878 million.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
What?
Yeah.
Is that even a real number?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real, it's a really big number. This goes with the privatization of prison systems.
Sure. Well,
now it's all about the profit.
With all the money being transferred up to the to Wall Street and the central bankers, is there even that much money floating around anymore? It's like no wonder you got manipulability by inflation.
You know,
when
you
can just print out of thin air and call it money.
I don't, I don't even know. It outrages me though because I'm broke.
Tell you what, we're looking at my dad, 34 years retired from Chrysler. Come March, benefits get cut. His insurance is done. And you're talking about a dude, them guys in their late 50s and shit. You're leaning towards senioritis and nothing. Yeah. Nothing to help you. You sacrifice your fucking lives for the company store and you get nothing.
Nothing. You get, well, there is one thing you get. You get shit on.
Sure. Hey, thanks for my crap sandwich. Fucking assholes. Let me drink this Killian's.
Yeah, see, thanks for making the people having to drug themselves. That's appropriate. But anyway, now on top of the $878 million, which is, outrageous, they say that in the summer this building was 127 degrees, 100 inmates would be in a room with, all the contaminants from the computer parts floating around in the air.
There's contaminants in computers.
Absolutely. Sure. In silicon, there's lead, barium, cadmium.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever hear of catching a virus?
if you read the back of, a video card, if you bought a video card for
it's
your computer.
It's very harmful.
It says this product is known by the state of California to cause blah, 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 blah.
Cause third arms.
The lady that's suing, I'm not going to say her name, but anyway, she's quoted as saying, quote, my female organs had enlarged 3 times the size they were, unquote.
Whoa. Like a breast is an organ, right?
Well, I don't know.
I'm assuming no, because it says afterwards. It says she says, quote,
no, they're glands.
Oh. Yeah, quote, 5 weeks after first surgery, my gallbladder was practically about to burst.
Internal organs. Well, that's no fun.
Right. Yeah, because all the dust from the contaminants were floating around. They had no filtration system, and this is essentially slave labor. While this corporation is making $878 million a year,
yeah, sure.
And back to Oscar Grant, they think they can just walk around and shoot us if we step out of line.
Well, these people were already out of line. They're in prison, and they have no rights, essentially.
Here's an example.
Essentially.
I'm not saying I agree with it.
They have a stagnating in a gridlock, and nobody even seems to fucking notice.
Sure.
Smoke and Mirrors, brought to you by the local government.
Smoke and Mirrors.
Smoke.
Idiots.
Mm.
I'd just like to meet the guy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all upset now. So,
the chips.
Hey, you know what? This episode of the Yoel and Ezra Show is brought to us not only by Better Made, but Crab-tastic.
Sick of that annoying itch?
Yeah.
Tired of having to burn your bed sheets?
Absolutely.
Scared of explaining things to the girly friend?
Of course!
From the people who brought you peony caps and whores comes
Crab-tastic!
Oh, when you gotta be somewhere, and you get the crabs crawling in your underwear, resist the urge to itch, and get yourself a bottle of Crab-tastic!
Watch the patented formula in action as those sexually transmitted crustaceans curl up and die right before your eyes.
Wow! That's Crab-tastic!
No more messy cleanup. Watch the insecticide slowly dissolve any evidence right before your eyes.
Thank you so much, Crab-tastic!
No problem. Crab-tastic can be applied to any epidermal region, fabric, or household pet. Just simply select the stream style for desired application and spray. Read product warnings for a full list of side effects. No more embarrassing doctor visits.
No.
No more ruined bed sheets.
Never again.
No more ruined relationships.
All right.
That's Crab-tastic.
When you're feeling itchy and you need something drastic, grab that bottle of Dr. Magnano's Crab-tastic.
You know you want it. Go on and get it. Crab-tastic.
Available at Flea VS and other fine retailers.
Yeah, make sure to go cop yourself a can of Crab-tastic.
Dr. Magneto's Crab-tastic.
Wow.
Dylan, I really hope I don't need any of that, sure. like, ever.
You don't want to have to use
crab-tastic. Well, yeah, but sometimes you get yourself into a situation.
Sometimes you've got to. Right.
You have no choice.
They get all over the place, come to find out.
That would be a great thing to give out for Christmas.
What, crab-tastic?
In your yes. stocking?
Yes. Hey. Wonderful stocking stuffer.
Chick also stocking. Makes a great stocking stuffer.
I had a friend that gave Chick everybody stocking, douche and Vagisil for Christmas. I didn't say it was a good idea.
What a
but
bitch.
Kind of an asshole is it?
I don't know.
A raging
apparently
bitch.
Apparently he thought it was really funny.
Oh,
was it dude?
Yes.
Right on, man. Right on.
That well, that kind of does make it a little funny.
Yeah, that
you
makes
know, the
that makes it better
for
too.
The sand in your vagina.
Oh, yeah, boy. I thought it was just like some angry lesbian. Hey, your pussy stinks. Here's some Vagisil. Like, oh, sorry about that.
Lesbians, yeah. They get so angry.
They do.
And I love it.
Hey, one thing we got coming up. Speaking about angry lesbians, I don't think there'll be any at the show, but
why not?
I don't. There
I might bring
be.
Some of my own.
All right, bring some angry lesbian friends.
You got some you roll with?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of her friends is an angry lesbian.
Is she angry?
Yo,
well,
she's well.
It depends. You can make her angry.
Can we rile her up?
She's usually pretty chill, but you know.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna need us an angry beaver.
Well, eater. You can make her angry.
Wait a minute. Where was I going?
I know
with
how
that?
To make her angry.
I don't know.
An angry beaver eater.
Angry beaver.
Wow.
We got a show with Sincerely Red, a CD release party coming up. There's going to be a signing the 17th at Rock of Ages, and I'll have all the details on the site. February 17th, that's a Tuesday, and his CD, Nothing Left, is going to drop. Portions of the Olin Ezra show is going to be there at the signing, so if you want to get some CDs from us or anything like that, any promotional material we might have, feel free to holler at us, too. And then if you go to the CD release party on the 21st of February, we're going to have the Sincerely Red record release party. And if you went to the signing, you get in for free. Otherwise, it's going to be something like $10. But it's presented by No Exit Entertainment and hosted by, guess who? The Olin Ezra Show.
Oh,
so we'll see everybody out there. We'll have a good time. You'll see how we hold down a live event. We have, I don't know. We explode everywhere.
And where is that?
It's going to be at the Bullfrog Bar and Grill. That's at 5 Mile and Telegraph in Redford, Michigan. Nice, pristine, luscious, beautiful Redford, Michigan.
Historic Redford.
Right, absolutely.
Historic
it's,
Redford.
Sure, it's established
yes,
1898 or something.
How lovely.
Guys, I got to, hold on, time out.
Those Better Made chips are
what
delicious.
What else is in the box?
Oh,
what other
barbecue.
Flavors do we
oh,
have?
You sweet barbecue.
Read the ingredients on the no salt. There's two ingredients, just potatoes and vegetable oil.
Here we go. Ingredients say potatoes and vegetable oil.
Wow.
No, whoa, whoa. It does contain one or more of the following cottonseed or palm oil.
Yeah, that's what the
aren't those
vegetable
oils?
Oil is.
Cottonseed?
Yeah, that's in parentheses, right?
Cottonseed oil is some good oil to cook with.
So how are you supposed to have be, you know, selling chips in the D? Motherfuckers reaching in, picking cotton. I ain't having it.
I wish Pat was here.
Pat,
for that
damn
one.
It. I know. I need it. I square. I
where's
queued it
the
up.
Sour cream and onion?
There's I some salt. There's salt and pepper in there, too. I
ooh,
think I saw some salt and pepper.
Better Made in their wide variety of flavors.
Oh, man.
Pass the chips, please.
You know, there's people that drive or
come
order
on, I'm throwing
out of state,
these.
You know.
BetterMadeSnackFoods.com.
And please,
or,
let them know where you heard it from.
Yes, please
yeah,
tell
well, please.
Them. Hey, I heard of these sweet-ass chips on the Olin Ezra Show. Or dial 1-800-332-2394.
Get your chips Better Made today.
These have ridges.
Or get you a chip on.
On the website now, I got the show streaming now. So every time you come to the website, you're going to hear the show. Hey. And it was like that for a day. And Corey from Canada already complained. So I'm going to turn autoplay off.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you can just click on it, but look for the
sure.
link. It'll be easier than downloading it, and then while you're at the forums or doing whatever it is you do on the internet, you can also be listening
I've
to the
noticed,
show nice and easy.
I've noticed that too, though. Most people don't want your player thrust upon them while they're trying to navigate your site.
Oh,
you
sometimes
know?
That's, but, yeah, you know.
That's so intrusive. How sure. dare you?
It's like, well, motherfucker, if I want to click your shit.
What isn't intrusive about the show?
Mm. What isn't intrusive about you?
There's my point.
Very good. Very good.
All right.
Have you ever had any fantasies about the Better Made chick?
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, there's a real Better Made chick.
What?
What?
Is she
yeah,
single?
Go to the website.
It's not like, is it Betty Crocker that doesn't really
there's
exist?
There's a real Better Made girl.
What is she, like 90 at this point?
No. She's young. She's a looker.
The old one must have died. A looker?
Yeah.
No wonder these
Dylan's
chips have been made since 1930.
I don't know. She's like the model type.
Does she wear the giant bonnet?
Oh my god.
Yes, there's a bonnet.
She
walks around with like.
She's probably got pantaloons on under her knickers of some sort.
Yeah, man. She walks around with a basket full of Better Made chips and gives them to people.
Wow. That is so
That's pretty
hot.
Nice.
Just
Riding
in case
chips
you guys.
To the homeless.
Man, just in case you guys didn't know, Better Made.
I want a bonnet.
You want a bonnet? Dylan, do we have any bonnets?
I do not have any bonnets.
I can't help you. You're going to have to purchase your own bonnet. That wasn't part of the application you filled.
I gotta stop with these chips. Someone take them away.
I know. This is great radio. We're sitting here like, these chips are delicious.
Try the sour cream and onion.
There you
they
go.
Are
Would
delicious.
You like those?
Better Made. Your chips are delicious.
Anyway, we're gonna wrap it up here. My name's Olin Ezra. I'm Better Made. The man on the right of me is Mr. Magneno. Chick on the right or left of me is Miss Sarah Force.
Bye, everybody.
And that guy that is in the control room doing whatever it is he does to Better Made. That's Dylan running the sound.
That's fantastic.
This one goes out to Big Baby P, only on Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
You pussy.